Good morning, good morning, good morning, my friends. Welcome back. You are listening to hour number two here, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. And, of course, I welcome all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. I welcome all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, if you go to republicbroadcasting.org, you'll see a link to our guest here for this hour. Of course, Grant Hall, the author of the book Privacy Crisis. And the link goes to the website, privacycrisis.com. However, if you want to hear past interviews we've done, we've chatted, I think, in the last 6 Mondays at around this time. So you can easily go into the archives and listen to this very, very important information that we're going to be talking about. Before we do that, very interesting story I want to bring to your attention. It came out earlier today, or technically yesterday, if you prefer, from the New York Post. It says, after identity thieves wiped out a Bronx mother's life savings, her neighborhood bank sprung into action by slapping her with a lawsuit. Bank of America hit Gloria Carlo, age 51, a single mom from the South Bronx, with a lawsuit demanding $23,312.04. It's money the bank claims she overdrew in a 2-month home shopping spending spree after already exhausting $38,000 from her own savings. She said, quote, why would I do this? The bank is a bigger villain than the identity thief. Very interesting. Apparently, she kept her savings at the Bank of America local branch somewhere between August and October of 2005. Someone completely drained her 5 bank accounts at Bank of America by making purchases on jewelry, television, shop, NBC, QVC, and the Home Shopping Network. So amazing stuff. Basically, so they completely wiped out all of her savings, and they maxed out her overdraft protection, which was at $20,000. So basically what happened here is this gal's just completely been robbed in every possible conceivable way. $68,733.77 in the apparent identity theft scam. Now, what's intriguing about this, I think, is the overdraft protection. Now, keep in mind, if someone steals, you know, maybe you're not concerned saying, oh, I don't care if somebody steals. I only have 50 bucks in my bank account. Well, I understand that. But the bank allows them to take out more money than you have. Now, that's, in my opinion, is the bank's hang-up. But, however, they would look at it maybe differently. But that's exactly what happened to this lady. She didn't have that much in her bank account, but yet they managed to withdraw $20,000-something extra because that's where her overdraft protection was set at. It's a terrible, terrible idea for people to even have overdraft protection, I think. I think you should just be better at budgeting, but maybe that's just me. At the same time, it does tie into our guest here tonight about identity theft and how it all goes. Now, this gal's just had a terrible run because in addition to losing her brother, her mother, and then she had to go to the hospital for heart failure and a pulmonary embolism, she got back with a subpoena for a court appearance, a court summons, that Bank of America was suing her. Now, that's the second Bank of America story where we've talked about them basically going after the victim rather than the identity thief themselves, a perfect reason why you should be watching and monitoring and taking care of your things, most especially your finances, but other things as well, your car, your home, your telephone, your computer security, any number of things that we'll be discussing here tonight, and I'm looking forward to that. Now, the book is called Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan and Guide to Anonymous Living by Grant Hall, our guest here tonight. We'll bring him up after the break. But you can go to his website, privacycrisis.com, and you can order the ebook there. You can also order the hardcover version, and this is a must-have, my friends. You can also check at Amazon.com, or I would encourage you to go to your local bookstore and request this book. Because quite simply, even if, you know, for some reason you decide not to buy it, the point is it'll be in the stores. People will see these things and people will understand that there are solutions out there. That is what we're obsessed with on this program and certainly on the network as a whole is solutions. Good ideas, practical ideas, and how they apply to you and why you should be doing them. We'll talk about some of those things with Grant Hall when we come back after this short break. 3 minutes and then more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Glad you're here. Of course, it's about this time of the week, about this time of the night. We chat with our good friend Grant Hall, author of the book Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan and Guide to Anonymous Living. Check out the website for yourself, www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall, welcome to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Frank. I'm glad to be on again. It's my favorite time of the week and the evening, as you know.
Mine too. I really always enjoy our talks because I always learn something. And to me, you know, if you're not doing something that you're, I don't know, that you're loving, that you're learning something at, what's the point, really?
Yeah, I liked your example yet again of the Bank of America
institution. Isn't that terrible? Yeah.
Yeah, it really is terrible, and I'm wondering why their pattern remains the same. This gal apparently had a real disaster, and she ends up being taken to court over her own, over actually being a victim of the crime.
Yeah, and it seems to me that that's what that overdraft protection does. It doesn't really help you, I suppose, unless maybe you go over a penny or two and you get to avoid a $25 bounce check fee. But at the same time, if an identity thief can really just jack you for, you know, the extent of your overdraft protection, I mean, you're out of luck.
I suppose, you know, when push came to shove, she would eventually be protected because it was a fraud, and I suppose they have a provision of coverage of that, but it sure didn't make it pleasant for her, at least at this point in time, did it?
No, it certainly doesn't, and you remember the last Bank of America story, that gal who was having such a hard time dealing with them, she was a former Bank of America bank teller, so, I mean, it just goes, geez, if these people who work for these institutions can't be protected or have worked at one time for these institutions, they should know the ins and outs and be able to protect themselves, but the problem is even bank employees are not immune to identity thieves, and this is a perfect reason why people should be able to protect themselves with the methods, tried and true that are outlined quite easily here in this book, Privacy Crisis?
Well, yes, they are. I just want to mention that I happened to walk into one of those banks the other day, and I generally don't make contact unless it's absolutely necessary, but I could not help but overhearing a teller or one of the other staff there, I'm not sure what her position was, telling a bank customer, we have to have your actual physical address. We have, and the lady was saying, you know, the lady was saying quite patiently, we are in transition. We are moving. We have the address that we have given you for that reason, and that's our mailing address at this point in time. And the bank teller would stand there just like a standoff and actually take her on verbally and say, we have to have your physical address, which brings me into where I'd like to start this evening, and that is with the home address.
Okay.
And I'm here to tell the entire audience and the entire world, if you're listening, that nobody needs your home address, and you should not tell them your home address if you have privacy in mind. In fact, your home is the most important and also the most difficult to make secure, but you must learn what you're doing if you're going to have anonymity and not be bothered by whoever might bother you. And then there's a lot of people out there that will bother you or make trouble for you if they have your home address, or the potential is there. Trust me on this. As you go along in life, you want to make your home address anonymous.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you said make your home address anonymous, implying that even if you have maybe already been somewhere for quite a bit of time, it can be done.
It can be done. There's several different methods, and people vary in terms of how they want to handle this, but there's a number of different methods in terms of how to handle that. It starts with whether you're renting or owning. Let's start there. I mean, there's a different formula if you're an owner of your home. You may have to do a lot of drastic things if you've taken the traditional steps that most Americans do. Not unimportant to this whole principle is how you finance the home. You cannot finance it as the traditional American does and remain anonymous. So you've got to start there. You've got to take a good look at not only who the house is on record as the owner in the county records, but also if the credit bureaus have your name behind all of that, then you need to make some changes as well. But all this can be done. I mean, but you need to read and study, and it's not necessarily just something that you can just, you know, get in two sentences. You have to understand where you are and where you want to go, and then go from there. It's much more simple to do some other things. You can, if you start right, you can own the house with a clean slate, and you can also finance it with a clean slate without any record of a trail going back to you, and you can do that all legitimately. You can borrow money with anonymity as well if you know what you're doing. You can rent in an alternate name, and you should if you want anonymity.
Yeah.
You can also live as a roommate and easily accomplish that. You can also live a mobile lifestyle and accomplish that. There's a whole lot of options, and please don't fall for what some folks might push, and that is, well, have a friend lease the property for you and all that. It doesn't work. Landlords, landladies, or whatever you want to call those folks that rent, they're in that business. They are in the business of knowing who occupies their property. That's why they are in that business, is they need to know those things. And so don't add insult to injury and cause confusion and trouble for yourself by having somebody else rent it and then you show up there. That's not a good idea. It just isn't a good idea.
Absolutely. Now, to get started on this process, now, if you wanted to borrow money, let's say to make a home purchase, maybe a first home, maybe you want to sell your house and really start fresh somehow, would that be setting up a trust and then the trust getting the loan?
Well, that's an idea. First and foremost, if you're going to borrow money anonymously, you need to have control over a particular entity, and that could be a trust or it could be another entity. I think in the book I used an example of an LLC, and I used that as an example just as that particular entity holding property and holding liquid assets. Thereby, you as the trustee of the trust that's going to own the house might choose to borrow from this LLC that has ownership of assets, thereby shifting ownership or debt from that to you, and then you in turn have the debt back to the trust. I hope I got that right. In any case, all you're doing, I don't think I did get that right, but what the point is you legitimately borrow according to your creditor and your agreement on paper. Make certain you follow that. Do not deceive creditors. Do not deceive banks. Do not deceive mortgage companies. It's not necessary for privacy. And you want to be above board in everything you do. The point is you borrow as the manager from a company that you control. And there, then in turn, the debt is shifted from yourself as an individual to the company. And it's done all the time in corporate America, so you can do that legitimately.
Now,
thereby keeping yourself anonymous, and the company owes the money.
Yeah.
So the payments actually are not recorded in your name.
That's wonderful. Now, if you're doing that, do you have to somehow, because this is something, and I don't know, maybe you can answer this, maybe you can't. I was always told growing up that, you know, it's important to keep a good credit, level, I guess, a credit report of some sort, credit number, credit rating, I don't know what the term is, but it's always important to kind of establish credit. Now, if you're going to create an LLC or a trust, do you have to make a smaller purchase before you go and do stuff like that? Do you have to go and, you know, join Columbia House and order the DVDs or anything like that?
Well, I don't think you'd necessarily have to do that. Your credit rating will probably take care of itself if you just do normal business as an American.
Yeah.
But in any case, there's another follow-along to that concept, too, and that's you have the opportunity to close that to all people who you're not doing business with in a creditor and credit person relationship. Mm-hmm. In other words, keep everybody out of your credit reports except those that you want to borrow money from.
Okay, and so in essence, when you're getting a loan, then I mean it's based on your credit, but it's in the company's name.
Let me give you an example of what is real time and under fire in my own case. I happen to be a manager of an LLC. And with that in mind, I borrowed money from the LLC. It's real debt. It's in the company notes. Therefore, I have a debt to the LLC. However, to cover this debt, I go to a personal credit line that is in my name, and I borrow money from them, or saying that it is to pay that particular debt, which is real. They in turn give me the loan, and so at this point I pay that creditor after I've paid off the company. So therefore I pay the creditor, but the actual debt originated from the LLC. Is that clear?
It does, actually. Yeah, that does make
that
sense.
Same formula could be used for a house purchase. However, I must point out that you need to have real equity in the property or the company that you're borrowing from. And I hope we didn't get off to a shaky start here, because this may not be as interesting for certain people. But it's really easy on paper. If you see it visually, you'll see how easy it is. All you're doing is you're borrowing from a real company that has real money that you control, and thereby receiving a loan from another company in your name that is your creditor, and thereby your debt is shifted, and it's all nice and neat and tidy and legal, and you just need to document it all and prove
it. That's fantastic.
For your own records, that's all.
That's amazing. This is real practical information here, folks. Hold on a second, and then we'll take a short break, and we'll have time for questions this hour as well. More Frankly Speaking Radio. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Glad you're here. This hour, of course, being brought to you by our guest this evening, Grant Hall, author of this incredible book, Privacy Crisis. You can read all about it at privacycrisis.com. And, Grant, welcome back, my friend.
Hi, Frank. I promise you in three sentences I will make what I stumbled through in the opening absolutely perfectly clear. Listen up. Okay, you have an LLC, which you are the manager of. You incur debt by borrowing money from the LLC. You go to the bank and say, I need to pay this debt, which I owe to the LLC. The bank says, okay, and sometimes they even give you what they call a balance transfer loan. So they, in turn, pay the LLC. Now, the LLC has been paid. That debt has been satisfied. Your obligation now is to the bank. Therefore, that is the creditor of record, and it's perfectly legitimately. What you've done is you've shifted debt. Now you pay your personal creditor, which is the bank, and the actual debt was created for from another entity. So that is, you've actually made that particular money your own private business.
Wow.
And you've basically restructured your debt. Mm-hmm. And the, of course, the new creditor, that's going to go on your record, but nobody has any idea what you're doing with the money, which could be for a house.
Oh, okay.
Is that all clear now?
Yeah, that's
okay. Good. It's really illustrated well, and I'm in my 18th hour. So if I stumble through something, it's because even I have to have sleep sometimes. So
yes, you do.
Anyway, I know this like a back of my hand, but somehow it's just a little bit more difficult to explain unless I really think about what I'm doing.
Well, and that's the reason why I wrote the book, of course.
Yeah,
it makes it very, very simple. Well, that's obviously a wonderful opportunity. And then, of course, people, you know, have other options available to them as well. But we're coming up on a break here in a few minutes. Let's squeeze in a call, if you don't mind, Grant.
Oh, sure.
Okay. 800-313-9443. John in New York, welcome to the show.
Yes, I got a couple questions here real quick. Will you have later more updates in the email category versus the books? The books are kind of hard to stick in pages once it's printed out, you know.
What are you talking about?
Kind of hard to what?
Stick in new pages when you
print. Oh, okay. You mean updates.
Yes, I thought maybe the email might be updated. Plus, also, if I wanted to buy both, do you have a special where you buy the email edition and, I mean, the
e-book?
E-book mm-hmm. and the hardbound.
Oh, okay.
First of all, did you say you had bought the e-book?
No, I was thinking about buying both because I like reading stuff on a computer. My wife likes reading stuff on a book. So
Sure. Well, the e-book is secure, and you can't print that out. But you can use it on your computer. The reason I don't have that printed out and you can't pass it around is because it took a tremendous amount of time and effort and money to build that ebook. And the other one is, of course, you can do what you want to with it. You can buy both of them at the website. You can only buy the ebook at the website. You can buy the hardbound book. It should be available in all stores now. We have a distributor or a wholesaler now, and you should be able to buy it at Amazon and at the website, wherever you choose. You're welcome to buy both. There's no specials on it. We did that for a while, but now they're purchased separately.
On your website, you have a number to call for the book versus ordering it, say, from Borders. Borders said it told me they'll take 2 to 6 weeks to get it.
No, that's not correct. They've got it in their stores.
I've been to the store, and they didn't have it.
Which store did you go to?
Syracuse, New York.
Oh, that may be, yeah. I don't know. Call that store, and they'll send it to you. They have them right in display on their store. I've been by there. They had me in there a few times.
Because I ordered it today, and they said it'd be 2 to 6 weeks, and I was wondering if I could get it quicker by going to your 703, I think, number or something like that.
You can do that any number of ways. That number is a Borders store, actually.
Oh, okay.
It is in the Borders system, and you know, some people at the various stores don't know the full story on how their own business is operated. But I can't apologize for them, but they just know that there's certain people that just don't know how to operate their own business, and I go through that every day. Trust me, you can get the book in a variety of places, and if somebody told you 2 to 6 weeks. They're just incorrect. You can get it any number of places. You can get it to Amazon. You can get it at our website. You can get it at that 702 area code.
Right.
You can get it any number of places.
Well, some of the other questions are then, trust, how many people do you have to make a trust? More than one person to be in to work a trust?
Well, the trust that I illustrate in the book is for the purpose of holding property. It could be for a checking account, or it could be for a car. There might be one that would be irrevocable and one that would be revocable. But you can use, in the case of a checking account, you can use a grantor and a trustee and a beneficiary as one person for that particular kind of trust. In the other kind, I'd have to... I think you may need two people, but it's not significant anyway, because if the other person doesn't have to have control. You can maintain full control of it, and you have nothing at risk if that's what you're...
I'll try to hold. I'll get a couple questions.
All right. Stay with us, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Of course, our guest tonight, the author of the book Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan, and Guide to Anonymous Living. This book is probably the most important book you'll ever read, aside from maybe the Bible. Well, definitely the Bible, of course, but nevertheless, you know, some people don't always feel the same way I do. The number in question that we were referring to is Borders Bookstore, and they do have it in this store, so you don't have to wait, you know, 6 weeks or whatnot. And that number is 702-433-6222. But you can ask for it at your local bookstore and, of course, have them order it. And it may take a while, but it's well worth the wait. Fantastic book from author Grant Hall, our guest tonight. Welcome, sir.
Yes. Listen, there's stores in Texas that's got the book. There's one or two in Idaho, I think, now that have it. It's all over the place. And even if they don't have it, it should be in the warehouse of the wholesaler, Baker and Taylor, so they should order it immediately. It should not be a problem. If you can't get it from those places, like I said, they just don't know their business, and you can order from our website or you can get it Amazon. It's all over the place. It should not be hard. If you really want it tonight,
order the e-book, and you can read it beginning in 5 minutes from right now. About the trust for the caller, in the book I illustrate that the use of trust being as a owner of the house or owner of an automobile or owner of a checking account. Also, there's some mention of another kind of trust, but I didn't go into that very much, but it is an offshore asset protection trust. So the first three that I mentioned are very, very convenient and very, very necessary for the reasons that in the case of a checking account, you can receive checks payable to yourself or the trust, and you can cash those. That's very, very important for your privacy. Also, you can have the trust as being the holder of the money, but you still control it entirely as a trustee. Also, there's no record of you except beneath the paperwork as the signer on the bank account. So nobody can steal your identity or steal your money like it was illustrated in Frank's opening with the Bank of America case.
Yeah.
In the case of a house, very important that you're not tied to your home. So if a trust owns it, if there has to be anybody signing on the dotted line for county records or that particular type of case, you can appoint an administrative trustee. Just build that into the trust. It's not a problem. Your attorney can do that with a stroke of a pen and one extra page. Therefore, you have no link to your home address on county records. In the case of the other example, which is a vehicle, you have a vehicle that's easily insured when it's insured or when it's held by a trust, and you still have liability in all these cases. It doesn't remove you from liability, but it does camouflage you by name from ownership of those three kinds of property. So that's the whole point here. And the caller, I think you mentioned, well, is it somebody else have to do this or that? In certain cases, you can be the grantor, the trustee, and the beneficiary. See your attorney if you have more questions. Also consult the book because it goes into more depth than I am on the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that he'll appreciate that book as soon as it arrives. One of the things I also wanted to ask you about was, you know, as far as your home goes, I've talked to a lot of people, and, you know, the housing situation is a rough one these days. People might be looking to downsize, you know, maybe go into a new house, and that's why I was asking about, you know, something like that. Rather than transferring debt, rather, you would be taking out a new loan and that sort of thing. So that's an option, too, with the I guess, techniques that you've already outlined and whatnot. The other thing, too, and this ties in with your car as well, Grant, because a lot of people like the idea of living, like, in an RV and doing some traveling like that. I imagine that that is sort of the crossover there between home and vehicle.
That particular example that you just gave would be one of the easiest to accomplish your privacy goals in if you chose high-level privacy. An RV could serve as a residence, and also it is easily registered anonymously. For example, having it being held by a trust, you'd register just like you would your car, and so you can follow the same principles I outline in the book, that is, with no ties to you whatsoever. Or you have a second choice of having you sign, but you're not going to be on the title, so it really doesn't matter. I mean, I wouldn't be as particular as certain people are, but choose your own level of comfort. But that particular example not only affords you mobility as a mobile resident, but also being able to live under the radar by just registering the vehicle as you would a car, and there's no record of you anywhere on any residential records.
And that's the same process that you already outlined for registering a vehicle and whatnot?
Yes, that is. In fact, I think I've got a chapter on where I discuss that, where it's the mobile resident or something of that nature. And not only could you do it as in an RV, but certain people live in extended stay hotels when they're traveling for business and so forth, and they also can be easily live underneath the radar and not be tracked to their actual residence for whatever reasons they might have for doing that. There's a whole lot of examples, and I think the important point to get across to the audience is that your home is the most important part of your whole privacy program. In order to do it right, you have to study and you have to start right, and you have to model after somebody that's been successful in doing this. My background is business, and I at one point was confronted with a meritless lawsuit and a frivolous lawsuit, according to my attorney, and he advised me to live privately and avoid the summons for the civil court case. I followed his advice, and I lived underneath the radar, very high-level privacy, for 4 years and walked away unscathed. That's my background, and be it whatever you think of that is your business, but that is the defense that my attorney told me to take, and I was able to do that through a lot of research and what I knew up to that point as well. So that is what I have done in terms of my experience, and the principles and the concepts that I used during that time and still use today are in the book. It works. And I promise you it works. I promise you in writing on the book, on the back flap. And I'm promising you here tonight, if you study and apply the principles, that you will be able to get the highest level of privacy that you desire.
It's fantastic. And again, even for somebody like myself, and I'll admit this freely, Grant, and I do on a regular basis, I'm fairly dense when it comes to a lot of these things. I'm no good at at very, very technical things. I'm no good at a lot of legalisms. I'm no good at numbers. Any of that stuff is just way over my head. But I do seem to grasp the concepts in this book fairly easily, fairly well, and that's a testament to your ability to put it down in a comprehensible manner, which I think is certainly very exciting for somebody like me.
Well, I think you're probably shortchanging yourself on your abilities, generally speaking. But yes, we did try to put it down so that everybody can understand it. It's not an extremely high-level book in terms of its writing. And I remember there's one particular section that my editor came back and said, you know, I really learned a lot here, but we need to make this so everybody can understand it. And I had just a few points I had to clarify, and we put it in English where you can understand it, and with the also the disclaimers that you need to understand that I'm not providing legal advice here. All I am doing is provide good, sound privacy principles and concepts, and when people form things like trusts and LLCs, they may need to speak to an attorney to determine if they need those in the first place, and certainly to have those drawn up either by that particular person or somebody else that is recommended. I don't do that kind of work either, but I do use those as tools in my whole privacy program. So, but, you know, I think it's really not that difficult once you see it on paper, and certainly, like I've emphasized throughout, anything worth having, and any time you condition yourself to win and condition yourself to accomplish something, you have to expect to, number one, get the right playbook, and number two, model after somebody that has actually accomplished a particular goal, and be prepared to study. It isn't rocket science, but it does require that you apply yourself and study.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the other benefit of the book, too, is that when you go and speak to a lawyer or somebody, you know, I don't know, an accountant, anything like that, I mean, you'll know the right questions to ask after reading this book, which I think is a huge, huge benefit, honestly, to personal wisdom, is knowing what you don't know or knowing what you need to know. I mean, that's a huge jump forward, honestly.
Well, yes, but also keep in mind that everybody's needs are not going to be the same.
True.
For example, certain individuals are not going to have any need for LLCs, or they're not going to have any need for limited partnerships. They just may not have the need for those at that particular time in their life, but everybody has a need to avoid identity theft, and everybody has a need to avoid a stalker, and everybody has a need to avoid government intrusions, and everybody has the right to be able to bank privately. So there's a tremendous amount of information for just about everybody, but
yes,
not everybody is going to need every single portion of the book.
That's an excellent, excellent point. And, you know, one of the other things that we've talked about is telephone privacy. You know, one of the things that I remember, you know, I moved around a lot, Grant, and obviously, you know, being in radio and whatnot, you want to try to keep your personal information personal. Things like your phone number. You don't need people calling you at all hours and things like that. Wanting to talk to you about work, maybe, for example. So, you know, I've had to change my number many, 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 many times and just do different things I could to try to ensure some level of privacy. And obviously, had I read your book, I would have saved me a lot of trouble and a lot of expense. How is it possible to secure a telephone line? And is it a good idea to have a home phone?
Well, you're going to have to make that decision, but I wouldn't have a landline phone in my house. That's my decision. I wouldn't, because if somebody does a star, is it star 69? I've lost track
yes.
of the numbers now. Well, they can track you to your home with just a little bit of effort. Like I'm trying to emphasize here, your home is your sacred ground, so you must protect that. If you have a family, sooner or later somebody's going to give out that number anyway, unless they're just really, really extremely careful. So I would use cell phones. I wouldn't have phone bills tied to my home phone. That's another no-no. I use Net10. You can buy that at any Walmart, or you can buy it at Kmart. I don't like to push their name, but that's one that you can buy without any kind of records or any kind of registration, and you don't have to have contracts. It's just a little bit more expensive, but it's worth it. That's part of the whole deal here, is you have to be prepared to extend yourself a little bit, but
yeah.
it's far, far, far more secure and more pleasure to be able to live anonymously or live at your own privacy level
yes.
than to be stuck out there in the open and let government intrude or let government steal your property or let identity thieves steal your property or bother you or stalkers or what have you. Privacy lifestyle is your own level of comfort that you
yes.
must develop.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because I was just talking to a friend of mine, Grant, who is having some issues. I think it's a situation where somebody is, you know, older, does own quite a bit of property, and, you know, they're in the hospital, and the hospital, of course, is wanting their money, so they might be going after all of his property. Now, that's, you know, something that could have been avoided, obviously, but, you know, it just goes on and on. There are many, many reasons why people should be, you know, paying attention to this stuff, because, as you say, with the book, you can achieve almost, you know, complete anonymity in the system, or you can just do pick and choose, you know, bits and pieces here and there. Right after I read it, I started implementing some of these things, and I've slowly, because, you know, obviously it's progress, but I'm moving slowly into getting to that point. So I'm very excited about that.
Right, and like I've tried to emphasize, certain people have emergencies that come up, and
yeah.
other folks just want to live a more private lifestyle
mm-hmm.
as they go along, and as they're perfectly in a nice place in their life at this point. But individuals have emergencies come up all the time, and then is when you really have to know what you're doing, because at the very highest levels of living a private lifestyle, it is an effort. I'm not going to kid anybody. It is hard work, but it can be accomplished.
Well, I think you can get used to it, though, you know? I mean,
you can get used
yeah.
to it. I did, and mm-hmm. to me, I mean, we spoke off the air about some things that I consider minor one time, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you must, first of all, know what you're doing, and mm-hmm. then practice, and it does get easier.
Yeah.
But I do know that at the very highest levels of privacy living, it's been written that, you know, nearly everybody can be found. Well, they can, but if you're really dedicated, it becomes like anything else. You have to dedicate yourself to your cause and to your reason for doing something.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
I mean, if you're out there being bothered by a stalker, as is about 10% of the ladies out there, then you need to understand that you really do have some safety options. And you don't have to be a victim. And, you know, going to a support group may not be your best idea, at least mm-hmm. right now. What may be very important is to disappear. And you
yes.
can do that in 24 hours with the book.
See, and that's really what I want to highlight here, because I think that, to me, my friend, is one of the most important aspects. And I know you and I have discussed this. There are people that have contacted you saying, you know, this is a desperate emergency. I need this book now. My simple solution to that is have the book in case that situation comes up. Don't try to scramble for it at the last minute. It just seems like
right, that's a good point. Basic knowledge is important. I just want to emphasize also what we talked about earlier about telephone privacy. You know, accomplishing something or living a particular way and you know, living a particular style, this is my choice. And it's not a haphazard thing for me. I mean, success in this is not something that just happens.
Mm-hmm.
You have to basically condition yourself and live that particular style. I'm calling you from a phone that is not tied to me, and when I receive calls back, those calls are not tied to me. And when I call you on a cell phone or I call anybody, that phone is not tied to any name associated with me. So I live that style, and I'm very comfortable with that. And so if any government agency monitors me for whatever reason, or if any person, a stalker, I'm an author now, if somebody doesn't like my work and if they want to criticize me or if they want to find me, then at least I'm very confident that that cannot be done by telephone.
I agree wholeheartedly, my friend. In this day and age with Echelon, Carnivore, and God knows what else, it's very, very important to do that. And of course, by securing that, you really eliminate the need for other things, which are, you know, maybe over the top, like voice disguisers and things like that. But hang on a minute, folks. We'll be back in a very short 3 minutes with more from our guest, Grant Hall. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Peace.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. And, of course, this hour brought to you by our good friend Grant Hall, author of the book Privacy Crisis, who we're chatting with right now. The website, of course, privacycrisis.com, a wide variety of information on there, including the opportunity for you to pick up the ebook there. The hardcover version is available just about everywhere. Of course, you can call Borders Bookstore at 702-433-6222. They do have it in stock, so it shouldn't take too long to get to you. You can order it at your local bookstore, obviously, but it may take a little time. But, you know, demand that they put it in your hands instantly. That's what I would do. Of course, I've been kicked out of bookstores before, so maybe that's not the best choice. Amazon.com is also a place to look. Maybe you can find it used. And certainly it is worth every single cent, worth its weight in platinum. The book is fantastic. Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan, and Guide to Anonymous Living by our guest tonight and our sponsor, Grant Hall. Welcome, sir, to the show.
Hi, I just learned that our caller, John, has still been hanging on.
I did, too.
I know. He's served here tonight. We're sorry we overlooked you for that period of time. Go ahead. What do you got
Sorry about
for
that,
us?
John. Go ahead.
I've been learning things anyway, so that's fine. I just wanted a couple quick comments and three questions. When I ordered your book today, the guy wanted to know my name. I says, and he wanted to know my phone number. I said, what do you think the title of the book is? That's why I don't want to give it out. He
Good
says, well,
you.
Hold on a minute. He says, what's your phone number? I said, oh, let's look at the title of the book. What do you think I'm doing here? And he says, well, let me go talk to my manager. And he says, we're going to put down Barnes, their phone number there, the store's number as my number.
Good plan.
So I'm starting out already doing some of the things I think you're advertising.
Good
or advice. A couple things. On your phone, you answer some of my questions on that. Don't forget some of the portable phones have the GPS in them. And then if you do VoIP, which I've been looking heavily into, voice over the Internet, a lot of those don't do faxes, and some of them may do faxes, but there's a big extra price hike. So just double-check before you order a voice over the Internet that is able to do faxes, because sometimes you need to fax some form someplace. And if you don't have a hard line, VoIP might be the way to go, voice over Internet.
It's possible, but they just I just read a story saying that they were now allowed to include those in the government wiretaps as well. So, you know, it's touch and go, I suppose. But that's a whole other issue there, John, which is also addressed in the book, and you'll find to be very, very handy about finding ways to secure your computer as well.
Right. And the other thing is the concern is the GPS. I read articles how the local sheriff's department is now able to use it, and if you have a bad egg in the group that wants to bother you or something like that, they can use that to harass you with.
Sure.
And make sure you don't use any of those store cards that you buy your food with, and once you use a card.
Oh, the loyalty cards, yeah.
Yeah, and those things will help cross-reference things. How do you handle utilities if you're not in, if you don't have a trust? And the other question was mail drops for the mail. Is that still a viable thing? And the second thing, the last thing to ask is a second passport. Oh, I know what the fourth thing was. The fourth thing was, could I have, like in the military, a home of record but live in another state?
Hmm.
Yeah,
wow.
John, you've got a lot of different questions there, and I could answer every one of them off the top of my head. You're a little confused. The foreign passports, the international driver's licenses, the setting up of corporations, the voice deception tools, the facial recognition that you may or may not be worried about in your case, those are all secondary to the big picture, which is what you want to control. And I'll come back after the music is over and the commercials are over, and we'll talk more about this.
Okay, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Folks, we're in luck tonight. Grant Hall is going for a marathon. He's been up for, about 19 hours now, and we're going to keep him up a little bit longer and carry him over here into the next hour. So get your calls in now, 800-313-9443. Stay with us. Back in 90 seconds with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact,